Group think. GROUPTHINK. Group think. See, that's the box. Anytime you join a box, you gotta think like the group. Doesn't matter if it's a church, it doesn't matter if it's a business, it doesn't matter if it's a home, doesn't matter what it is. You gotta think like the group. Group think. Even a channel, even a YouTube channel, if you try to go to a YouTube channel and you don't think like them, they'll lambast you and kick you off. They'll harass you till you leave, you know. Group think. The 501(c), if you look it up in the any group that comes together, but they can't support a political party and this, that, and other. So when a church becomes a 501(c), the government's telling them they can't support a political party. Their hands are tied. They can't speak about which political candidate is best. Group think, which is limited. The government limits what you think when it comes to the 501(c). My point is, anytime you join a denomination, it's denamed. The word nomination means name. Denomination is denamed. So you look at a $5 bill. What's the denomination on that dollar bill, on that greenback? Well, that's a $5 denomination. It's a $10 denomination. It's a 10, a 5, a 1. So it's taking the oneness and splitting it into individual parts, right? The whole purpose of Jesus coming back is take the parts and bring them back into the whole. So the denomination is to dename you. The 501(c) is to shut you up and get you into groupthink. So that groupthink, you see it. If you were to join up with Facebook or Google or whatever, all the managers, let's say each department has a manager, they all have to speak the same talk. They're actually slaves. The managers are more of a slave than the employees because they all have to speak the same speak, group think. Let's say they have a division in every state. So every manager of every state has to speak the same speak, talk the same talk, think the same think. They have to think the same, group speak. When you step outside of the box and you start to speak outside the box and you start to bring in wholeness and oneness and holy and completeness and the whole pie instead of a piece of the pie, then you get attacked by the pieces of the pie. But the people who understand the whole, they don't attack. Because you stepped out of the group think. You stepped out of the box. You stepped out of the little piece of the pie. And you see the whole picture. What made me think of, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're talking, they sound just, they're in a group, right? And this group I was a part of like 20 years ago, and there's the same words that they can, and they're actually depressed, and it's sad. So these legalistic 501(c)s will depress you because you're under a legalist, and if you're back under law, you're not going to be happy. You don't have any joy. So the group think. They all talk the same talk, and 20 years later, somebody from that same group shows up on the scene. I'm talking to them, and they talk the same talk that they talked 20 years ago, and it's a clone of 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 a clone, and they just keep reverberating the same clone. Group thing. Doesn't matter if it's a corporation, a church, it doesn't matter if it's a bloodline, it doesn't matter if it's a city, a state, a nation, it's a group think. That's why cultures Why do you think it's called a culture? It's a cult. And if you look up group and you unfold the word, it's a harvest. It's like a little bubble. It's a bubbling up till it bursts and harvest. And so the cultures and the groups are for the flesh. If you're in a group think situation, because your flesh mind, you're not in the spirit walk. You're still in the flesh walk. If you're a part of a group and you get your identity out of the group, it's because you're in the flesh. You might be saved, but you're not able to see the whole pie. That's why you need the group to keep you balanced, to keep you in line. When you don't need the group, that means you're balanced within yourself. You're whole apart from the group. The group is trying to keep you between the lines. You understand? The cult is trying to regulate your flesh. A cult regulates the flesh. But once you become your own regulator, you don't need the group. That's what the law does. Think about it. The law, the police, as you're driving down the highway, he regulates you. But once you learn how to drive, they leave you alone. But when you first start, you're gonna need to be regulated. That's why you have a trainer. But they let you loose. See, regulation, when you deregulate, there's more growth, right? There's more expansion. But eventually, even if you start you a little group, then it becomes you start a little movement or a little talk or whatever, it becomes a group. Even if you don't mean for it to be. Because 99.99% of the people are followers, and that's fine. You're a follower because you're being regulated by somebody as an example. But eventually, you don't need that person anymore, and you move on. Hang out with that person, be friends with that person, but you have your own belief system. You're grounded. You don't need. Let's say you run a franchise. At first, you got to have a lot of regulation. Then they see that you can run your little franchise, and they leave you alone. You're able to function without the group. And if you notice a franchise, like I'm sitting in front of Subway, they have each little Subway has its own group. And if you go to Subway at a different time, each shift has their different group think. Because it's a job. And what is a job? Earth plane. Anything in the natural is a group thing. In order to think outside of this, you have to really kind of cut the noise off and just cut everything off. You can't see it unless you just cut everything off for a while. It's a process. No, most people never escape it. Morning.